Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
What does a giraffe sound like?
Rawr.
At the club.
Girl, you something else.
I mean, I love him, but what a bitch. She is an aloof bitch.
You can take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass.
He's gonna go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs,
and I'm gonna shove a burrito in my ass.
Hey, it's me, Petey the Peppy Penis. Well, most people can suck it.
Don't get me wrong, I like the tatted up whore too.
I've choked a cougar.
It happens. Rest in peace, Isaac Rock. Hope to be back on Tuesday. To be fair, we're all gone on Monday. We've got President's Day. It's Abe Lincoln's birthday. President's Day always sneaks up on me, and I'm never certain if it's an actual real holiday or not. Like, I was actually surprised when I learned that we had Monday off. I was like, we have Monday off? President's Day? Oh.
It is a weird one to have truly off.
Yeah.
Like, there are the ones where you're like, you're coming in, but like,
I feel that way. Like, President's Day, Memorial Day, Veterans Day. I'm not certain which one of those days, or if any of them, I have off. Do we get Martin? And then throw Martin Luther King Day into that too.
Did we have MLK? No.
Again, no one knows.
No, this year we did because it was
called something else.
MLK Day.
Yeah.
Was called something else?
Really?
Yeah. It was the election
inauguration day.
So it was called it. People had it off for inauguration day.
What?
But it was MLK Day was the same day as inauguration.
College Football National Championship Day.
It was still MLK Day.
No, it was called Inauguration Day.
It's no longer MLK. Did we?
It's the Gulf of America.
It's the Gulf of MLK.
I'm telling you, on Trump's inauguration was on MLK Day.
They renamed it that day?
That day they talked about it as everybody has it off as inauguration.
He does seem to love to rename things. It's like his big deal.
Right? I'm telling you, I think that's right. Like, I'm 90% sure that's right.
We're renaming Denali, Mount McKinley in Alaska. It's the Gulf of Ignorant Moron. I don't know. We're just renaming crap.
My daughter had it off from school, and she had it off for inauguration day, and it was MLK Day.
I just know, like, I know.
I didn't even know it was MLK Day.
Like,
I thought it was an
Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, 4th of July. We know those are off, right? Like, everyone. That's, like, universal.
Yeah.
Unless you're a cop.
I think I've worked all of those holidays because, like, football, Niners have played on Thanksgiving.
Sure.
But
for the most part.
Almost everyone gets those off.
Unless you're, like, a doctor, like a first responder, whatever. Those are your days off. But then I'm telling you, MLK, Veterans Day, Memorial Day, MLK Day. I think that, like, 20% of us have any idea whether or not we have those days off. Because, like, everyone that I know, they're like, oh, do we get that off? Like, Memorial Day? Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, we get Memorial Day, but we don't get Veterans Day, right? But we get Memorial?
There are 2 days that we don't have off that we just universally, nationally should adopt that we have off. The day after St. Patrick's Day and the day after Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Is just move the Super Bowl to next week. That way we get the Monday off, which would be President's Day.
Yeah.
Bump it back a week.
Sure.
Or move Super Bowl to Saturday. And then.
But we should have the Monday after Super Bowl off. Everyone's out till late.
Yeah.
And then the day after or the day of St. Patty's Day, however you want to do that, should be a day off.
Does everyone go out for St. I go out for St. Patty's Day, but I think St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, you celebrate all things white, though. That's your whole thing.
That is true.
Yeah.
The Irish.
Well, and all things drinking. That's really the perfect one. So it's white and drinking.
Yeah. No, it's white drinking.
There you go.
If you had to sum me out on white drinking.
I really love white drinking. Mm-hmm. Yikes.
But do you like drinking? Like, gives you an excuse to go out, and you know they do a great one down here on the riverfront.
You know, we know you like it. We get it.
It's a good time.
You know, here are my top three spots.
Well, like, you know, I saw there was a guy on Instagram, and he was doing his top five number of beers, and it was fascinating. Like, what is the top five number of beers that you should have? So you had like 12. Oh. Like 12
okay,
beers,
yeah,
and I like
that's a good list.
Yeah, I was like, that's onto something there.
And coming then like, in at number five, 2 beers. At number 1, 8 beers. At number 2, 27 beers.
Because here's my
that
thing.
Kind of thing. They're each wildly different kinds of events.
And yes.
Not, yes. No, yes. He's right. That's
there's,
a good.
There's
that's a good
levels
list.
To it. But I will say this: if you invite me out for a beer or a drink, don't waste my time. That's like, that insults me. That if we're going to have a beer or we're going to have a drink. No, we're not. We're not doing that. If we go out, we are not having one drink. Why am I going out for a drink? That is a waste of my time. It is a waste of my money. It is a waste of my effort.
I think you courtesy one drink to me one time at the old studio. I asked if we could go out for a drink to talk about just radio advice, and I think we had one drink.
That's insulting. Just know that when we left, I was insulted.
And I was like, he doesn't like me at all.
One drink? Really? That's what we're doing?
I think you ended up going out with the girlfriend after, and you were going to have more drinks.
I
went home because I had to drive.
I still find, again, that might have been you being like, oh, I got one drink.
That may be me.
Then get an Uber. Like, oh, I can only have... First off, if you can only have one drink, something's wrong with you. And second, again, that's what Ubers are for.
You know, you didn't have very good advice. It was a one-drink kind of advice kind of situation.
Just insulting.
You know what? I've had half a beer, and no. I think I'm good. I think you're pretty much tapped on good advice. I'm out.
So if we're going out, it's like, hey, do you want to meet for beers? Do you want to meet for drinks? Sure.
We weren't going out for drinks. I asked if I could have some radio advice.
Well, that's probably
said,
why I didn't
let's go
stay.
Have
I
a drink.
I was insulted that we were having a drink.
And I'd ask Rob, but he's like, I'm not having a drink with you.
Now, you can't get Rob to go out of the house. Like, Rob leaves his house.
That's not really what happened. He's nice.
He leaves the house like 6 times a year now, and it's just, that's not going to be one of those. Rob is, Rob's like 2 seconds away from being a shut-in. Like, getting him to leave the house, if it's not golf-related or Vegas-related, it's not happening.
The text line pointing out, too, Rob hates St. Patty. It's not so much that he hates St. Patty's Day. But an event like that couldn't be any less ROP.
Yes.
Really?
Bigger crowds.
Is he more of a,
people
like a,
acting like dumbasses? Hates,
whiskey, 3 dudes watching the golf hates, and talking about.
He kind of hates fun. So if there are large groups of people gathering, having fun, that's not gonna work for him.
Because his idea of fun is different than all those people's idea of fun.
So would he like a cigar lounge, like, infinitely more than, like, what? What's his bar vibe?
Maybe if it's close to his home. It's
okay,
all
okay,
convenience
okay.
Based.
You're just saying it's home. Okay, it's just home.
And Vancouver 4 text line, I'm a one-drink guy. Don't be. Shame on you for being a one-drink guy.
If you drive.
Again, going out for one drink, like that's like going out to dinner and eating one chicken wing. Like, hey, I'm going to order some wings, and then you eat one wing. No, you're not eating wing. You're eating wings.
I'll say this.
It's insulting.
When my wife and I do date nights, it is mandatory we Uber. Because you're going to end up having more than one drink.
Yeah. Just
and we have a good time. We always go out and get housed and have a great time.
If you don't drink and you're a quitter, I appreciate that. Maybe you're on a program somewhere. You got a higher power. I can respect that.
I seriously thought you were going to say if you're on the spectrum.
No.
I was like, what?
I can respect
That's where I thought you were going.
You know, I'll still judge you.
Right.
But like, I get it. You don't like to have fun, and that's fine. You don't want to have a drink? Cool. But if you are doing the let's go have a drink, just know that if we're together, you're not stopping at one. I will bully you until we're having several.
Oh, man. Maybe this drinking after a show sometime wouldn't be fun. I have a feeling it's going to end with me being like completely housed.
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, Nemec has this idea once that we want to launch. One of these times when we do the show together, because we get a lot of people that are always like, oh, like I would love to go have a drink with you.
Yeah, it comes when we do the show together. People bring this up quite a bit on the text line. Yeah. Like, you guys should go out after a show one time.
No, we've always joked that we're going to pick a bar, and then after the show, it's like, hey, we're going to this bar. And then whoever wants to show up, and we just kind of have a...
No, it's not a joke.
We're going to do it. Yeah. We're going to do it one of these times. But I'll just let you know that buckle up.
Oh,
just
God.
Buckle up. If we do that, and now we have a designated... Like, we're not just going out for the sake of going out.
No, we're going out to drink.
Yeah, there is a mission involved, and just be prepared. We're going.
Yeah,
we're putting the throttle down on that one.
Okay.
And we're seeing where the evening goes. That's, you know, it's, there may be a second location.
I 100% know where the second location's going to, or third location.
And then you have the final, and then you have the final, and there's the final, and then they have the dessert, and that's just kind of the way it operates.
All right. Good deal.
All right, we come back. There's a hole in the sky, and now we need to know whose side you're on. Club 1080 here on The Fan. All right, well, if you haven't been paying attention lately, there's a new sheriff in town, the old POTUS is the new POTUS, and, you know, he's making waves. He's signing a lot of documents.
I have concepts of a plan.
He does have concepts of a plan.
I love cows.
Some people love him, some people hate him. But there's this, the USAID, the United States Agency for International Development. This is one of the agencies that he has just decided that no longer exists. Much like the Department of Education, he's just going through, and him and Elon Musk are like, yeah, this doesn't exist anymore. Well, when that happens, there are people that tend to push back. And if there's one thing we love on this program, it's a good protest song, right? And this was brought to my attention.
Oh, boy.
I love when people are like, you know what? This aggression will not stand. And there's only one way to deal with tyrants and bullies, and that is a quality song. So we've been playing this one for years. If you don't know, this one came to us from Seattle. This
is... On the welcome site in the neighborhood, a developer is being greedy.
Do you know this one, Emmett?
There's a hole in
Rob
the sky where
one.
A tree once stood.
This is at a public meeting in Seattle. There's more. Hold on.
Such a lack of life and sound. All that's left is bare, muddy ground. A magnificent tree was murdered. The mighty dollar cut it down. There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was.
Somebody's making money.
Stand up. There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was. Somebody's making money. Laws protect exceptional trees. But the city grew. Grants exemptions to these.
Instead,
they reward the developers.
So we've been playing this for years because we love a good protest song. And it's been a while since we've had something with the passion and the energy of there's a hole in the sky where a tree once stood. That is until the United States Office for International Development got shut down and the USAID employees rallied together. There's only one way. One way to push back against Trump, and that's with another banger. And we present to you a new modern classic that Buck turned to me and goes, do you know what I've been singing all day? I'm like, the protest song. He's like, yeah.
You guys have been talking about this. I thought it was a real song.
Oh, it's real.
It's a banger.
It's real.
I know it's... Oh, boy. Oh.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Tell me.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? We'll fight against George. We'll fight Elon Musk. No, we must cap within our walls. We'll fight from dawn to dusk. Oh, which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Tell me.
Which side are you on?
This is like geriatric Hunger Games.
Which side are you on? Trump's coming for our union. is. He wants us all to fail. He wants us to bow to him, but we want him in jail. Oh, which side are you on?
The crowd's loving it.
Which side are you on?
Tell me.
Which side are you on?
I love the tell me.
The tell me person is taking their job seriously.
Which side are you on? They say in the capital city there are no neutrals found. You're either with the union or a scabby musk bloodhound. Oh, which side are you on?
That was a good line. That actually, now I'm maybe back in. Or in the first
place. Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Don't take that government buyout. Don't listen to Trump's lies. Us workers haven't got a chance unless we organize. Oh, which side are you on?
I'm sorry, the song slaps.
Which side are you on?
I don't care which side you're on, the song slaps.
Which side are you on?
I like the tell me.
Tell me.
Which side are you on?
Bravo. Bravo. Who knew that the International Development Office had such talent in it? I mean, come on. I love the fact that someone sat around and was like, all right.
You know what we need.
You know what we need. We need a protest song.
And that even if you had written that song, that the lead soloist was your choice, because she was something else.
She was something else. Dylan-esque, if you will. Maybe they saw a complete unknown over the holidays and were like, you know what? Bob Dylan wrote protest songs. And maybe they heard the hole in the sky where a tree once stood, and they developed their own. And to the guy that was just, his whole job was there to yell, tell me. I mean, that's a stroke of genius. Because in that arrangement, I feel like that would be my part. Would be the tell me.
Jeez.
And you know, they went home and were like, you know what, guys?
We did it.
I think we nailed it.
We did it. We made a difference today.
It's
A lot of good work done today.
These people are crazy. There's something wrong with them.
I don't know how to say her name. Gal Gadot, the celebrities during COVID, saying the, I don't remember what song it was. It feels like it has that level of cultural impact.
Oh, yeah, when one song saved us from the pandemic.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. If there's going to be one song that saves us all, I think it's going to be that one. The Which Side Are You On? Tell me. Which side are you on?
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Tell me.
Which side are you on? Which side?
I can't get enough of it. Someone sent that to me and said, we immediately thought of you. And I said, I appreciate
it's,
that.
It honestly feels like it could have been written by the same lady as the tree song.
I thought it was
the sung
same.
By the same lady
I
as
thought
the tree
it
song.
It was the same it's, lady. It might
yeah,
be.
The parallels
same.
Are stunning.
Can we find, is there a way that we can just kind of go back and forth? Like
throw them into AI somehow
yeah,
and
some
and
sort
just
of
have
mashup?
Like, yeah.
Where which
them?
Side are we on? And there was a hole in the sky where a tree once stood? You know, because I feel like
Spotify.
It's.
Spotify.
There's a hole in the sky where
these
a tree
are the songs,
once stood, and which side are you on?
These are the two songs I like. Find me more.
Right here, Vancouver Vortex Line. Crap, the song is now in my head and it's not leaving. No, it's not.
Which side are you on has been in my head for hours today.
Which side are you on?
It's almost like a marching tune or something.
Yeah, like an old
working
spiritual,
on the railroad
like an underground
something.
That's what I'm saying. It's like the Hunger Games when they had the protest song. Here's the thing. Mission accomplished for them, right? They're trying to raise awareness.
Yes.
We're talking about it on the radio. This song is doing well. It's
Which
doing
side
what it's supposed
are
to.
You on?
Tell me.
Told you.
You know what else we should raise awareness about before we have to take a break?
Yeah.
Is this very show has a 4-pack of Portland Winterhawk tickets to
That's
give away.
Right.
The game is on Saturday, February 22nd. And if you text in right now, text Hawks, that's H-A-W-K-S, to the fan text line 503-864-6326. You can enter for a chance to win that 4-pack of tickets for next Saturday's game against Wenatchee.
The Wenatchee Wild,
that's
I
right.
believe. And I will be there. And you know whose side I'm going to be on? Which side are you on? I will tell you.
Which side are you on? Which side?
The Winterhawk side. Here is Buck with SportsCenter.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Which side are you on?
Not.
Which side are you on?
Which side?
My mom's
are
side.
You on?
I'll tell you that right now. Which just got a text from my wife.
You are never doing everything you can to not have this song stuck in your
no,
head.
No, I'm moving on.
You're going to sing it at some
I'm
point
not
today.
On my mom's side.
You will be.
That is not the side
you
I'm on.
You will be driving home and you will sing that song. But
she,
yes,
she this picked is, up my daughter from school. This is terrible.
This is a ridiculous
this
thing.
This is assault.
You think Buck is insensitive to his wife's needs? Your mom is.
Who's an excellent cook and makes delicious Italian food.
She's taking shots here.
She picked up my daughter from school.
Yeah.
Made dinner for my wife and daughter who are now home. She dropped off my daughter when my wife got home from work.
What kind of food are we talking about?
I don't know. I'm sure it's freaking delicious. And dropped off food for my wife and daughter.
Yeah.
And told my wife he's at work till 7, so he will have eaten dinner when he gets home. I'm on the radio, Ma. There's no way I will have eaten dinner between breaks. I needed dinner. There's apparently no dinner for me.
I have one question
so
for her.
I have to pick up dinner on the way home.
Yeah. Which side are you on?
Is she on your side or is she on somebody else's side?
My wife's side. She brought her dinner.
Like it's on your side.
This is terrible. You guys better quit it with this song. I'm going to freak out.
I've got questions here. First off, Mama Nemec.
Mama Soraka.
Mama Soraka.
Yeah.
All right. Mama Soraka. You said she makes good Italian. Like,
yeah,
a name like Soraka.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So
my great uncle's name was Rocco Soraka.
That rules.
And they grew up a block down from Al Capone, and multiple of my uncles were in the mafia. And a couple
Rocco Soraka
went to prison.
Was Capone just down the blocko?
Yes. Good one.
Amazing.
So let's say she makes a, I don't know, she's making some sort of pasta, maybe some chicky chicky parm parm.
Something delicious. I don't know.
All right. So she's making an Italian dinner for your wife and small daughter. How much harder is it to just make a slightly bigger portion?
No, here's what's worse.
I also
she
find
always,
it,
as an Italian woman, and anybody who has an Italian mother, grandmother
yeah, they
knows
over,
this,
they, make too
they
much.
Overmake food. So she has more food at home that's leftovers for her and her husband for tomorrow for lunch and dinner and the next day's lunch. So she could have easily made another plate
and
just didn't.
All right, I'm going to ask this question then, too.
What did I do to piss her off?
Well, what did you do to piss off your wife? Because let's look, all I'm saying is if food is delivered for
I'm going into a trap.
If I'm look, whose side are you on? I'm just asking questions.
Which side are you on?
Is it
which side are you on?
If someone brought food to the BTJ and my daughter, because we got same thing, we got a house of three.
Yeah.
Me, the BTJ and my daughter O'Red. If someone were, now no one in my family would bring me food. That's not happening. They all hate me. But let's say a friend brings over food and was like, hey, I'm going to bring over dinner for you guys. And they were like, well, Jay doesn't get home. And so they're going to drop off food at 5:00. There would be an expectation that they would save me food. Like, I would not be okay with them eating all the food. Sacrifices must be made. That food now needs to get stretched three ways. I'm questioning this whole thing. I'm questioning Mama Sirocco. I'm questioning Mrs. Nemec.
So
there's a lot going on here that doesn't add up.
It's chicken, some sort of noodle pasta dish, asparagus, grilled asparagus.
Sounds delightful.
And fresh bread and chocolate cake and ice cream.
So,
but not enough chocolate cake. For me.
What? So this is in
two pieces of cake.
What did she bring? Like a Lunchable? Like this can't get stretched three ways?
There are three chicken, dark meat chicken, so that's not going to work. Yeah. No, there's not enough for me.
I mean, you were angling for Chick-fil-A earlier in the show, so maybe.
Maybe I'll just get Chick-fil-A on the way
home. Well, I'm just saying, I find that. I'm not sure who I would have a bigger problem with, Mama Sirocco or Mama Nemec. I think both
I don't know who these people are. My mom is Mama Sirocco.
Yes.
My wife is just Chantel Lewis.
I'm assuming
no one
your
calls
wife,
her Mama Nemec.
All I'm saying is your mom and your wife, I think this is...
Oh, they're in cahoots.
This is kind of horse ears. I think this is a direct shot. Whose side are you
Which
on?
Side
they're not
are
on
you
your
on?
Side.
Not at all.
This is
Which
a clear F you
it is.
To you.
Tell
Chocolate
me.
Cake and ice cream. And she says specifically, two pieces of cake, a little bit of ice cream. What the hell happened here?
Why would you have eaten again? Why would you have eaten being at work? If anything, the whole reason you're dropping food off is because someone is working.
He
late.
Had to work late.
He had
He's
to work late.
He's gonna need a meal.
None of this makes any sense.
Well, little Andy wouldn't want to go to bed on a full tummy, maybe. I don't know.
Chicken noodles. I'll just say this: she went to the airport recently, and I offered to drop her off and pick her up. But she's not my wife; she's my mother, and I still was willing to do that. So I'm definitely higher up on the hierarchy than Buck. And I didn't. I don't know.
Which side are you
I don't
on?
Get what happened here.
I think this. You have pissed off, I believe, two separate women. Because as someone says here on the text line, first off, sounds delightful.
Yeah.
If it's proportioned for two, your wife should be splitting it with you somehow. Like, if someone were to drop off food for me and my daughter
and a 6-year old.
And a 6-year old. Again,
there's not enough of a way for a 6-year old. Like, it's not two other adult people and we're sharing it among three. There is an adult portion of dinner, and then there is a child's portion of dinner.
Something ain't adding up.
I feel like the question lies in, if there's so much extra food, why not just bring the leftovers?
Yeah.
Or some more of
it. So this is where my issue is with.
Because even
Mama
if you
Sirocco,
were there,
and
even
not
if you
my
were
wife.
Accounted for, why not an extra couple
She's,
pieces of chicken for
my
tomorrow?
My wife said the amount of food we have is the amount of food. And so there's not enough. She's willing to send pictures.
This all sounds fishy. As someone points out, this is in cahoots. This is 100% in cahoots.
there is a
concerted effort to screw you out of delicious homemade food. There's no other way.
Well, if you were going to rank the women that you want to be mad at you, an Italian and an African-American woman would be high on the list of women you don't want to piss off. And if they're both mad at you at once, you're in huge trouble.
You need to establish a motive here. What did you do to piss these women off? Because you've done something.
I don't know.
100%. You do know.
It hasn't been Valentine's Day yet.
Something's up. But can you imagine a scenario where your mom
drops
off food, but not for you?
We have an update.
Yeah.
My mom texted me, please call me when you're done with your show tonight. We need to talk. Something happened.
What?
See? Something happened. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
See, I told you. None of this. This was like a Dateline mystery.
That's a development.
And I just, it didn't add up.
Now I'm concerned.
Yeah, you should be concerned. You 100% should be concerned. Because there's no situation where food is dropped off for a wife, a six-year-old, and not the husband working late.
I think... So we need to talk is kind of a normal thing for, it's not like we need to talk like it would be if like somebody said, call me, we need to talk. It's like, yeah. Hey, we need to have a chat is basically what she's saying. But something's gone terribly wrong.
I feel like you should.
And I left the house feeling like I was on good terms with both ladies.
I feel like
I don't know what the hell happened.
I feel like you should call during the break because quite frankly, I think we need answers because I'm telling you, something's up.
I'll call during the break. Call during the break.
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K. And this ain't adding up.
What if it's like, well, Chantel told me what happened. And I'm like, I don't know what happened. I'll call during the break.
Which side are you on? That's all I got to say.
God damn.
Which side are you on?
I got to step out and call.
Which side are you on?
Call Grandma Gina.
Hopefully we get an answer from old Sirocco here. We put a bow on this when we come back. Primetime, you're on the fan. All right, phone calls have been made.
And things did transpire.
It does appear that we have an answer to this troubling situation you have of the food being dropped off for two and not three.
So my mom is kind of the queen of consolidating ingredients because, you know, she's one of those people that can make a meal out of whatever's left.
So she was listening to the show.
Yeah, and she said, listen, smart A, right away.
Yeah.
So she's not thrilled that we're even talking about it, but now we have to explain it. So she had noodles that she was going to make.
Yeah.
And then she had three chicken thighs left over from another time she made chicken thighs that were like raw and not yet cooked.
Yeah.
So she cooked three chicken thighs. Mm-hmm. Then she made these noodles. And then we did have my two-year-old niece's birthday at her house a few days ago.
Okay.
So she sent what was left of the cake, which just so happens to be not enough for me.
Sure.
She thinks she made enough asparagus and potentially made enough noodles, but definitely there's not enough chicken. Mm. The reason my wife says there's not enough food, apparently my dog, because he's mostly my dog.
Yes, and whenever the dog does something bad,
it's definitely my dog. So this dog that scratched my daughter's face that left a mark on her face last night, so he is public enemy number one right now.
Yeah.
He also peed in the house while I was gone because he was left outside, or he was left inside for too long. So I did get a long paragraph text during the break from my wife complaining about the dog, and also my mom saying, I didn't make like dinner from scratch like I normally do.
Okay.
I compiled the leftovers from multiple things. And yeah, you're right. There's not enough dinner for you. There might be enough sides for you, which does me no good.
Sure.
But my wife is going to eat those because...
Yeah. So what we've determined... Yeah. All right. Let me see if I can...
Yeah. Sue, can you please decipher this for me? Who am I in the doghouse with?
Let's just get down to
brass tacks here.
To the brass here.
Whose side are you on? Tell me!
Don't you be singing it.
Tell me which side are you on?
That's so good. So talented.
It's amazing we have a segment in which now Suit can tell us which side he is on.
Well, so clearly, as an impartial member of this community, I understand where your mom's coming from. She did not make dinner from scratch. She just says, like, hey, I got some leftovers here. Bring them over. I was picking up your kid. Easy to do. Here
she did make the chicken fresh.
Did make the chicken fresh. But again, she had a limited amount of chicken.
Yep.
All right, I should throw it together.
Yep.
So while I'm leaving Mama Sirocco off the hook here.
Yeah.
We get it.
Oh, no. Chantel's.
This is 100% a purpose pitch from your wife.
Yeah.
High and tight. 96 mile an hour cheese at you. This is a definitive F you from your wife. If she wanted to, that food could have been stretched for three. Guaranteed.
This is Nolan Ryan with the rookie batter who digs in.
Also, too, this is another one I can see. Honey, your mom brought over some food. There wasn't that much. We ended up eating it, but don't worry. I got something for you when you get
home. Oh, there's no chance of that.
Zero chance.
No.
This is double birds, middle finger directed right at you.
It's, hey, your mom brought some food, but there's not enough for you.
Yeah. As my son likes to say, sucks to suck, because that's what you're getting right now. Yeah, that's 100%.
This is definitely sucks to suck.
This is sucks to suck. So I'm assuming that this is because of the dog?
Yeah, it's the dog.
It's because of the dog.
It's the dog. And the scratch on the face. So she worked late last night, and my daughter fell at school and knocked her tooth out and had a fat lip, and then had a scratch under her eye. And it was like, bad parenting by you, dog peed in the house. Yeah, get it together.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're not getting anything.
Both our children are in bad spirits. It's on you.
We got to do this. There's still time to enter a daily contest for the Slam Dunk in Vegas. This is actually a really, really cool contest. Entering is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, which I listen to my favorite shows every single day. Dirt and Sprague in the morning. We got Danny and Dusty in the middays. And then this dumb program. All you have to do is log in and you listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour. And you get a daily entry. And the cool part is the winner of this national contest, you get travel for four. That's you and three guests. 5-night hotel stay at the Circa Resort and Casino in Vegas. Sports Las Vegas premium sports viewing destination and home of the biggest March hoops party at the Stadium Swim. And this is cool too. 5,000 smackaroonies for each one of you to fund the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball championships. That may be the coolest thing we've ever given away.
I would do that.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm eligible, but I would do that.
Yeah, you can't win. Whose side are you on? Not this side, because we as employees are not eligible. So come back each and every day and listen for another hour to add another chance to win. For more information, simply go to 1080
The Fan. Weekly hosts cannot win? Is that her?
No.
Okay.
No. We had someone, this was like 15 years ago. God, I've been here way too long. And they won, I want to say they won like a TV.
Someone here won it.
We were giving something away.
Yeah.
I want to say it was like a big screen TV or something. It wasn't like this.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's a trip for four to Vegas with 20 grand. Each one of you gets 5 G's.
That's incredible.
That's huge. No, but it was a decent prize, right?
Yeah.
Big screen TV or, you know, something. And the person won. And, like, the rules are you can't be an employee of our radio station. And I think at the time you couldn't even be an employee of another radio group.
Okay.
Like, you can't be in radio
to
win this.
Yeah, yeah.
Because everyone knows each other, so there can't be any, like, you know, hey, funny business. And so that person was, like, working a part-time job at another radio station.
Oh, that sucks.
And we found that out. We're like, you can't win this. And they were all mad, and we're like, sorry, like, it's the rules. We literally can't give this away. And the person's like, well, I'll just quit. It's like, I don't even like that job.
For the TV?
He's like, I want the prize. And we're like, it doesn't work that way. And they were super pissed. Like, the dude was, like, angry and caused a huge scene. And our promotions lady was like, look, it's in the rules. Sorry.
There's nothing we can do.
Yeah. Like, I am not eligible to win a Z100 prize.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, even though it's a different radio group, I can't go win an iHeart contest.
Yeah.
It's not just like,
you know what?
Across.
I really want those tickets. That would be really fun. I quit. In fact, I won't. I'm so upset about it. I won't be here tomorrow.
That guy tried. And I get it. What? Like that? I get it. If you're working some crappy job, quit for that. But yeah. Or just lie. And say, like, I don't know. But he had to put down, like, what his job was, and he wrote down that he worked
unemployed.
He worked at some radio station. Salt. And we're like, yeah. Can't do that. Which side are you on?
Good luck with tomorrow's weather. If we're not here,
we may or may not be.
Be safe. Be safe.
Don't
tomorrow.
Get stuck out in it like Buckley has ensured that his wife will be.
We're praying for Buckley's wife.
Not enough time to dispute this.
Praying. So be safe out there. Hopefully tomorrow we'll be back on the air. If we're not, you know why. Everyone stay out there. So hopefully we'll be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. If not, maybe Friday at 3. But we will see you later. Fingers crossed tomorrow. You've been listening to Primetime here on The Fan.
Sports fans, it's Mason Crosby
and Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Hear some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.